will just affect over 25s, people aged over 25. And what's very important is that even though it's going to be £7.20 this year, it's going to rise to £9 at least by 2020. So this is a significant increase in pay for people right at the bottom, except for the very young, youngest working adults who won't get that boost. It really sends a very positive message, I think, to both businesses and employees. I mean, quite apart from the fact that people will become better off, it really sends a message that employees are valued. And I think that in the UK, too often we've thought of the advantages of having very cheap labour, which has ended up as being rather expendable. And one of the effects of that is, for example, that you get very high staff turnover. And the experience of people who are voluntarily taking up a living wage as a standard is that they've got better loyalty from their employees, and ultimately that can save money. Some people point out rightly that the living wage, so-called, that the government is introducing is not really based properly on living costs. It's not calculated as being enough to cover minimum living costs. And this is in stark contrast to the previous living wage, the one which is voluntary and goes, it's taken up by accredited employers. That's the one which is based on the research which I do. My team at Loughborough University works out what you actually do need for a minimum acceptable standard of living. And the fact that that's living wage, which is £8.25 outside London and £9.40 in London, is higher than the living wage which has been introduced by the government.